counter-terrorism police in the UK have said they're carrying out an assessment of video footage of two concerts involving the Northern Ireland rap group Kneecap. In one video clip, a member of the group appears to call for the death of British MPs, and a second clip appears to show a member of Kneecap expressing support for Hamas and Hezbollah. The Met Police have said today that the footage has been referred to its counter-terrorism internet referral unit for assessment. Let's talk now to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney. Vincent, tell us more about these two videos which have emerged and which are now under examination by the Met Police.
Well, as you say, Justin, this refers to video footage from two gigs by Kneecap in England, and they're being assessed whether or not to determine whether or not the band may have broken UK law. The first is from a gig in November 2023. It appears to show a member of the band saying the only Tory is a dead Tory and telling the audience, kill your local MP. Footage has also emerged of another gig in Kent in November of last year, which appears to show a band member shouting up Hamas and up Hezbollah, and the Hezbollah flag also being displayed. Now, both Hamas and Hezbollah are banned in the UK as a criminal offence to express support for them. So a spokesperson for the Metropolitan Police has now confirmed that both incidents have been referred to his counter-terrorism internet referral unit. It will determine whether any further police investigation may be required. Of course, Justin, this comes in the back of controversy following the gig at a music festival in the US last week, when the group displayed messages criticising Israel, including a statement that Israel is committing genocide against the Palestinian people. Former X Factor judge Sharon Osbourne publicly called for the group's US work visas to be revoked on the back of that performance. And the group is due to play a number of sellout concerts right across the US this summer, but it's been reported that their work visas are no longer valid and that they've been dropped by the US booking agent.
Okay, and what happens next now in relation to this investigation by the Met Police, Vincent?
Well, that's a case of wait and see. At this stage, they're saying it's an assessment. So this specialist unit will assess whether or not it believes this material has indeed breached UK law. If it does come to the conclusion it did, then and further police investigation is required, then we expect the Metropolitan Police to issue a statement confirming whether or not a further investigation is underway. You'd imagine that statement should come fairly soon.
Has there been any word from Kneecap about this at this point, or any other reaction to these developments?
Well, there have been some criticism throughout the week from a lot of unionist MPs criticising this footage that has emerged, criticising the band's stance in the US. Also, as we said, a lot of support come from supporters of the band, some support through social media, backing their stance on Gaza and backing what they've said. And the group themselves is pretty robust. Their manager said they've received death threats, and a statement on social media, Kneecap have alleged that they're the victims of a coordinated smear campaign. They point out that their shows have previously called out what's happening in Gaza. They added that recent attacks, largely coming from the US, are based on what they say are deliberate distortions and falsehoods. They say they're taking action against several of these malicious efforts. And the group statement goes on to say that they believe they're being targeted because they're telling the truth and that their audience is growing. And they say those who want to silence them want to silence criticism of mass slaughter. Now, that statement appears to refer to the US music festival appearance. It doesn't refer specifically to the video footage that is subject now of police assessment.
Vincent, thank you very much for that. That's our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.